It was a big win for us, for our organization, and for the guys in the locker room. A real team win. We were able to make the plays when we needed to, on offense, defense, and on special teams. Everybody had a hand in that victory. Give Baltimore a lot of credit in that game. They continued to battle back. They showed the type of team that they are. And as I've said all along this week, they were Super Bowl champs, and there's a reason for that. I think our team and our guys showed the type of toughness and resiliency that they've shown all season. That's no surprise for me, from my standpoint. We were able to do what we needed to do, as I mentioned before, and really rise up into this challenge. I think there was a lot of positives from the game as looking at it. I think offensively we were able to get some drives, put some drives together, score early on. I thought that was key in the game. Our red zone offense was very good. I thought that, the job that Jason Campbell did again this week and just looking at it, he was hurting out there and was able to keep fighting through and made some huge plays, made some big-time throws, and was able to convert on some fourth downs and really make key plays for us to get the win. I think our defense in the first half was excellent and really played well, short of that last drive there that they had. Spencer Lanning punted very well against a great return team. And again, I think that our guys, when it was a time to win, they were able to go and make the plays and get it done. There were some things that obviously not as good that we'll need to continue to work on and improve on. I think we early on used a couple timeouts. We need to be more efficient in those situations with substitutions and so forth, and we'll get that corrected. And I think we lost our composure at a couple points and got some penalties that were unnecessary. But, these are all things that we can correct. And, again, it's one game. This gives us a chance to have nice momentum going into the bye week and where we can focus on what we need to do going forward and get ready for the last seven games. I'll take questions.
Rob, you guys went for it on fourth down twice. I think you lead the league now in going for it on fourth down 19 times or something like that. Can you talk about what went into each of those two decisions, one early and one late?
Yeah, the one early down at the goal line was fourth and one. I felt good about what we had up game plan wise to be able to score. I think it was important in this game for our guys to have the mentality, to play to win. And, that drive, I think, was exemplified that, and we were able to convert on it, fortunately, and get the score on it. The one late in the game, fourth down as well, where we had an opportunity as a fourth and one or fourth and short, maybe a little more than one on that one. And, we have the opportunity to go take the game at that point. And, it was a potential punt situation, Baltimore was playing so well and being able to drive so well. And I felt good about our guys and us being able to convert and get that first down right there. And Jason made a whale of a play. I mean, it was he scrambled, bought himself time. Devon kept working to get open, and a huge play in the game.
Those were the best. I mean, after what happened to him last week, you obviously consciously called his number in both of those plays. Why?
Because I trust him, and because I know the type of person he is, that he's going to bounce back from the week before, and you get to know people and you get to trust people and feel about them in that way, and Devon Best is one of those people.
So when you called timeout before the last fourth down, did you have any second thoughts, or was it just a matter of getting the right personnel in there?
In terms of which one are you talking about?
Before the last one. Did you call timeout before on fourth down? Did you think twice about going or punting?
No, we were going for it all the way, and it was just a matter of the play selection.
It's like you're at the team's attitude and swagger. It's almost like you played like the Ravens. Was that a conscious effort or something you emphasized, or did you just –
Well, this is a tough division, and the teams we're going to play in this division and have played in this division are outstanding. And I mentioned and talked about it earlier in the week. We've been the kid brother in this division for a long time, and you know, you have to go play, and you have to if you want to change that, you have to do things to change it. And you know, I think that the guys' approach this week was outstanding. They believed, and it's a matter of the actions and getting it done on the field, and we were able to get it done today. I think that the last 3 weeks have taught us some things. As much as you hate losing, but you look at the 3 weeks and you see different stretches of different games, sometimes in the first half, sometimes maybe in a quarter, sometimes in the second half, where we played very well against some very good football teams. And I think that overall that's helped us in knowing that we just have to string it together and put it together.
Even the little penalties were somewhat kind of, you know, you almost think that added to the swagger, you know, the way you guys were playing, even though you don't want to get flagged.
Well, you know, I think that that's part of a team coming out. You know, we were very excited, fired up to play, and at times maybe a little bit too much. But, you know, some of that comes with young guys and that enthusiasm, that never say die, that never quit attitude. Some of that comes with it. So that's the balance that I have to maintain as a head coach, to make sure that we have that and the positive things of that, and then we're able to keep our composure when we need to as well.
Chad, what exactly is wrong with Campbell, and what did show you that he's able to come back after he had to leave the game and play the way he did?
His ribs. He hurt his ribs, and obviously he was able to continue. But it just says a lot about him, and you guys know how I feel about Jason anyhow. You know, he's a tough guy. He's a team guy. And there, you could just tell there was no way he was going to come out of that game, and he was going to keep playing. And again, I can't reiterate, the plays he made were huge down the stretch there.
Hey, Chad, you probably answered this already, but your willingness to go for it on fourth down, especially down there when it was 0-0, could you just talk about the conviction you have in yourself and your players?
Yeah, you know, we talked about it already. You know, it was I feel good about what we had up from a game plan standpoint, our ability to execute those things. You know, again, these guys, you know, you play a team like Baltimore, you got to make some things happen. And, you know, that's the attitude that we had going into the game. You know, I'm going to be aggressive. And, you know, it's not just a matter of being reckless, but it's a matter of being aggressive. Sometimes it's going to work. Sometimes it's not going to work. And I understand that. Fortunately, it paid off today.
Chad, how about Greg Little injury update? And then how important was it to get his contribution when Josh and Jordan didn't have the biggest games?
Yeah, no, it's huge. And that's the kind of team you want to have, is where – you know, if it's a Josh or if it's Jordan, if people are focusing on them and taking them away, that you have other options, and those guys are producing and when they have their opportunities. And Greg made some great catches today, some big plays for us. And, you know, I'll give you, his shoulder was what the issue was, and we'll get it checked out. I also have some other guys I need to mention to you on the injury report. But, again, I mean, Greg really stepped up his game today, and it was great to see.
Who are those other players?
So we had Campbell. We talked about the ribs with Jason. Marquise Gray had a hamstring and did not return. Groves had an ankle and did not return. And Eric Martin had a knee and did not return. And we'll get more details on those later. Eubanks was the last one. He's being evaluated for a head injury.
With Groves, is that the same ankle that he's...
Yes.
So you mentioned the defense in the open. Their job against Flacco and Rice, and then what happened on that one drive at the end of the first half?
Yeah, I think they did a great job all day long. I mean, that's a tough offense. Obviously, Flacco is one of the best quarterbacks in the league, and has a lot of weapons around him. And, you know, they were able to, at times, you know, have success, which they're going to do. And that's, you know, it's going to happen. But I thought our first half play was outstanding. The last drive was really two big plays that we gave up, one on a double move and the other on a blown coverage. So, you know, we'll get back, and those are the things that we can correct, and, you know, we'll continue to work on and get better at.
Rob, you guys haven't just gone for it a lot of times on fourth down. You've done it without having a real running game to
to depend on all the time. What does that say just about your overall philosophy? And were you, I can't remember, were you the same way in 2007 as an offensive coordinator?
Well, I couldn't make the decisions to go for it back then. But, no, again, it's just I think it's something that from day one that I've talked to the team about and really worked to build that identity and that philosophy within the team, and that these guys understand it, and they want to be that way and want to play that way. And, you know, you can say it and you can talk about it, but you have to do it on the field. And, you know, again, sometimes it's going to work, sometimes it's not going to work. But when it doesn't work, you know, just knowing those guys want to play that way and love playing that way, and our defense wants us to play that way, and, you know, everybody buys into how we're playing, then, you know, then you can do it.
Thank you.